my good friend, Hannah Chaplin, is back in the house. HannahChaplin.com. That's C-H-A-P-P-L-A-I-N. And Hannah, since the last time you were on our show, you've become a rock star. I mean, you're fantastic.
Thank you.
What's been going on? I'm hearing all these names. Like, seriously, let's just drop a few names. Blue Rodeo.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they know you now?
Well, yeah, yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess.
Good story. And Dan Hill, something with him? Because Dan's been on our show before.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I actually am going to see him, not next week, but the week after. Yeah, I go to his house and I show him all my new material. And I won a scholarship last year in his name. It's like an arts education scholarship. So I've been using it for vocal lessons.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And there's somebody else that's helping you with your vocals or working through some kind of opera dude or something?
Yeah, actually, what I'm doing right now is I'm working
with Opera Dude.
I'm working with David and Sandy Pomeroy. They both, they're in the Canadian Opera Company. David's one of, like, the best tenors in North America, I think. And he's fantastic, and so is Sandy. And so I've been taking lessons from them, which has been really cool because it's, like, a whole different musical genre that I've been exploring. Like, I've been singing a lot in German and Italian, so.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's fun.
Who is your biggest fan?
Oh, my biggest... Oh, Dad, yeah.
Yeah, that's Dad my way of saying that Dad is in the studio here.
Dad and
here.
Mom.
Yeah.
Actually, my brother and sister, too.
You do have quite a supportive family.
Yeah.
All right, listen, I've told everybody the whole show leading up to you, that you have a very complex and mature kind of sound, your voice. But that doesn't mean anything to people. You know, complex and mature, how do you describe your vocal stylings, Hannah?
Oh, that's interesting, because, like, I don't really know myself.
Yeah. You don't know yourself, and people, like, don't know how to brand you. Because you can do everything. You can do country, you can do pop, you can do acid rock, I don't know, whatever.
Acid rock. No. We've been doing, like, well, the great thing is that I've been surrounded by a team of musicians and people who have sort of opened up my eyes to a bunch of different genres. Hmm. So, like, before, I was like, oh, pop rock, you know, like, I love pop rock. But then my manager was just like, well, you know, try country. And I was like, oh, country. Like, I've listened to country since I was a kid, and it's always been my dad and I's favorite thing to listen to. But I never thought of actually singing it. And so he was like, just write some country songs. And I was like, okay. So I just, over the past 6 months, have explored all these new types of genres that I can write in. Yeah.
Versatile.
Well,
you really
it's a lot of fun. It's like, you can wake up in the morning and put on a different hat every day and be a different type of musician and just explore all these different styles.
I don't want to talk anymore. I want to hear. Can you do us a song, please? Do us a song. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this one, it's off of our folk EP that we're releasing next week, I think, or in the next 2 weeks. And also, I've got my producer, Mark Ganatakis, with me. And
I've heard about this guy.
Yeah, he's the man.
He's got some talent.
He's great.
Fantastic. All right. Well, live in the studio, Hannah Chaplin is about to explain to everybody. We'll talk a little bit more after the song. Explain to everybody through music why she's the baddest. What are you going to do? What song are you doing?
It's called Thinking.
All right. Yeah, here thinking. It is. Here it is. Thinking.
Thinking. Walk down the stairs. House of blue. I pour my coffee, sit and think of you. Look at the clock, and it says 4 a.m. Take yesterday's paper and read it over again. 'Cause who is she and why do you go? Oh, I've been thinking, I still dream that you'll be walking through that door. But then I wake and I learn just to hate a little more. Oh, I hate a little more. 'Cause who is she? And why do you go? I close my eyes, though I should know. I can't be thinking, can't be thinking. But you are forever on my mind. Yeah, you are forever on my mind. And I've been thinking.
Live at the Drew Marshall Show. Hannah Chaplin back
Thank
in the
you.
House. Okay, I was thinking whether I was say this or not because it sounds trite and maybe just, you know, radio guy, you know, sucking up. But the last time you were here, it was the first time you were here. And, you know, I like you as a person and I really like your, you know, I think you're very talented. But holy crap, you're so much better.
Thank you.
I don't know if I was clear on that, but.
Thanks.
I'm just trying to figure out what it is. It just seems tighter and controlled. Like you really are a force to be reckoned with. You have this incredible strength in your voice.
Thank you.
Which when you hold back on it, it can get crazy and out of control. But you've just been able to kind of reel that in a nice, tight, formulated way.
Thank
I don't know
you.
What the heck I'm talking about, but and the guitar playing over there, dude, that Larrivée is just that is a sweet sounding little axe, I gotta say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next? I heard you're opening for Kiss. Is that right?
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. I actually love Kiss. Like I love rock and I even like
funny.
Glam rock too, like, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What don't you like? ABBA.
No, I like ABBA. Oh. I like ABBA. They did Mamma Mia, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, like, I'm a sucker for Mamma Mia. I was watching it a few weeks ago with my dad, and I was, like, crying. I was like, oh, my gosh, it's so good. But, yeah.
Okay, what don't you like? It's hard, isn't it? That's
it
why
is
I
hard.
Asked that question. You just...
I'm, like, not the biggest fan of rap, but I do like it in certain...
context.
In certain contexts. Like, I like it when it accents a song and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
but,
that's
like,
true.
I'm really not a gangster, so, like,
You're
I'm
not.
Kind of, like, I'm really far from that.
Yeah.
So I can't really get into it.
No. It's you struggle with that being from ODOT.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. Oville.
Okay, but career, what's happening next? What's next? Because, you know, I want people to find out about you. I want people to go to concerts. I want people to buy CDs. I want people to become fans. So what's next?
Well, what we're doing is we're releasing these EPs. And that will be hopefully released by before the middle of December. And then we're just sort of, we're going with it. We're going to be basically like marketing out the CDs and seeing what genre I feel most comfortable with sticking with. And then just getting shows and trying to do more radio and stuff like that. So that's what we're focusing on.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know you have an open door here, right? You know that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you here every week, but, you know.
Oh, that would be so much fun. Saturdays with Drew.
That'd get a little creepy. Get a little creepy, right, Dad? Yeah. Okay, can we do another song?
Actually, we've got one song that we're going to play that, it's
nice.
Called I Miss You, and okay. Mark produced it.
Okay.
You know, to be clear, it's a fully produced song.
Fantastic.
So, drums, mm-hmm. bass, all her vocals are there. We're putting on headphones so we can enjoy it with you.
Excellent. That's great. That's great. Yeah. All right, folks, once again, Hannah Chaplin on The Drew Marshall Show. Of course, that was I Miss You by Hannah Chaplin, who is in the house today. Do you remember when you were here last time? Do you remember when that
was?
Yeah,
I do remember that.
How long ago was
that?
That
was like
a year?
A year and like a month.
And then things really started cooking for you.
Yeah. Hey? Yeah, they really started
cooking
up.
Was it my show that maybe launched your career?
I think so.
Or was it Humble and Fred's?
I prefer not to talk about that.
Because Humble and I have this argument all the time about who's more important in the life of Hannah Chaplin.
Oh, okay. Well, you're both important.
Oh, you can't. What are you, a politician? Unbelievable.
Passive.
So, Hannah, growing up in a musical family is the backgrounder we hear from a lot of artists. Oh,
yeah.
I grew up in a musical family.
Yeah.
But I know your family.
Yeah.
And they've screwed you over somehow. They've messed with your head, right? I mean, they have issues, right? Your father's got a lot of baggage.
You know what? Yeah.
Years of therapy.
It's just like... It's like a mess at home. I'm surprised I've turned out the way I have.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. Now we're into the Thank You Jesus songs. I know we're going there. What do you? Who's your hero in the musical stuff? Like, are you sort of? Do you look at someone like Taylor Swift and go, yeah? Or do you go? Eh.
No. I mean, like, she's great and everything, but like, I'm more of a Stones fan.
Sweet. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with them.
Oh, okay. Well, they're this really great band from the 60s.
Uh-huh. Oh, the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Why, so you're really into the classic
I like classic
stuff.
Rock. I mean, like, I like pop stuff too, but I listen mostly to classic rock. I was saying yesterday to one of my friends, I was like, I listen to everything, like, from the 90s earlier. Or Frank Sinatra. So it's one of the two that I'm usually listening to. I'm really into the Foo Fighters lately, listening to a lot of them. I really like Dave Grohl, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird me asking you to give advice for those who are up and coming, because you're still sort of up and coming.
Yeah.
But there are those who are further back on the journey than you are. I mean, you've been to Nashville, you know, you've produced some great stuff. Or was it New York?
New York.
I get those mixed up all the time. They're so similar. What advice do you give to the kids out there listening right now going, I want to be like a Hannah Chaplin?
It's a lot of hard work, and you have to be able to have a backbone, because there's always going to be people who don't like what you do.
Right.
So you have to be able to be like, well, I like what I do, and I know that somebody else likes what I do, and you just do it. You work really, really, really hard, and that's what makes everything happen, is when people see that you're actually putting effort into something, then they want to help you out.
Yeah, and I think that's why people have jumped on your wagon, is because they can smell your teachability a mile away. You're not an arrogant prissy.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really, I mean, I've known you for quite a while, and that's one of the qualities I love about you the most.
Thank you.
Is you are teachable. And that's so rare for anybody under 25, let alone anybody under 40. You know? So, well done. Well, do you go to concerts much yourself?
I don't actually go to as many as I'd like to go to. I got to see Slash this summer, which was great.
Nice.
With I, Mother Earth and Monster Truck. That was in like... Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
It was seriously so cool. It was like when he came out on stage, he had his top hat on and everything, and I was just kind of like, oh my gosh, it's Slash. Like,
you're hilarious.
He's awesome.
Yeah. One person you'd like to meet in the music industry. One person. You can only pick one.
Oh my gosh. Keith Richards.
Really?
Yeah, because like, I'd love to meet Mick Jagger too, but I've watched more interviews with Keith Richards, so I feel like I should be obliged to say that I'd rather meet Keith, because I've spent more time focusing on Keith than Mick.
Okay. All right. I've got some friends of mine in New York who have told me that Keith goes to a certain church down there. I can't remember the name of it.
Really?
Yeah. And most people go, really? Church?
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's so cool. I just love Keith Richards. I think he's fantastic.
Well, I was in an office of his attorney,
mm-hmm.
Entertainment attorney, is a partner with my entertainment attorney. And so when I go to do my offices down there, I'll sit in that guy's office when he's away working with the Stones and do my work. I don't sit at his desk because that's not cool. Sit in the corner cowering, and I see all this Rolling Stone paraphernalia all over the place. And
I'd be like right at the desk.
I'm sure you would. Be walking away with paraphernalia.
Take pictures, Instagram it.
That's right. Anyway, well, listen, folks, Hannah Chaplin is who we've been chatting with. We're at the end of our show, basically. You want to go to her website, Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, Chaplin, C-H-A-P-P-L-A-I-N, HannahChaplin.com, or just go to the Drew Marshall Show website, and we've got that link there as well. We're going to go out with one of Hannah's tunes.
Thanks for having me.
Well, no, thank you. I have no idea who's on the show next week. But if you would like to know, then you can go to our Facebook group and follow us there. You can follow us on Twitter. You can go to the website and sign up for the emails or the updates or whatever. I don't know. There's all sorts. Drive by my house if you'd like to drop off a note and find out who's on the show. Whatever you'd like, just bring cookies and beer. That's all I ask. Folks, that's the end of our show today. We're going to go out with another one of Hannah's songs. And do me a favor, will you? If you're new to our country, get out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
He's the type to see the glass half empty, and I'm the one who says pour me some more. He likes to think in black and white and rationally. I say, what the hell for? But I see the sun right on a cloudy day. I'm in number, playing my songs a little too late to get the party started when there's no one sitting in the crowd. I like to keep it simple when it gets confusing. Maybe that's why when I lose, I still feel like I'm winning. Seem to break out of her comfort zone, and I'm the one who's been dancing on the tables. Her beliefs are based off of ruthless lies, magazines, porno screens, and unfaithful guys.